Rick Santorum is hoping to get some traction from his endorsement by evangelical leaders this past weekend. NPR's Kathy Lohr visited some churches in South Carolina to talk to those who make up more than half of the likely primary voters in this state.
Rick Santorum earned national headlines when he won the support of a group of more than 150 national evangelical leaders this weekend. But here in South Carolina, where voters go to the polls in just 5 days, Santorum still remains relatively unknown. The establishment, including Governor Nikki Haley, backs former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney.
Good morning. I'm Jackie Hansen.
Nice to meet you. I'm Taylor Schofield.
On a crisp morning, Jackie Hansen greets members of the Overbrook Baptist Church in Greenville. She works in customer service for an insurance company and says this year's election is unique.
No one has popped out as the strongest candidate, and I think that's what most people are worried about.
Troubling to you?
Very, very, extremely troubling. And, of course, praying about it more. And, you know, hoping God will guide me to the right decision.
Hansen says faith is important, but she says she wants to elect someone who will work with Congress. Glenn Robinson is a computer technician, and he says he's not likely to pay much attention to the recent evangelical support for Santorum because...
I don't know how many others are in the same boat I am. I don't even know who he is.
Robinson works for Lockheed Martin, and he's worried about the economy. South Carolina's unemployment rate is close to 10%. He says there are just too many candidates that the GOP should get behind one who can win.
We don't have that unity saying we need to back this person. This is the person that can lead us into the next 4 years and bring us a little more positive outcome.
A couple miles away at St. Matthew United Methodist Church, the late service begins with a hymn. Some here say Romney is likely to get their vote. Among them, Betty Davis, a retired nursing professor. She describes herself as a moderate Republican and says she realizes Romney doesn't appeal to all in her party, but she thinks he can win.
I'm still leaning towards Romney because I think he's overall the stronger candidate in terms of acceptance, maybe to not to the more conservative Republicans, but overall I'm leaning that way.
Davis says she's tired of the negative campaign ads which hit the air here in the past couple of weeks. She says they're just causing more confusion.
Again, you hear something and you have to decide and go back and try to figure out from what you've read or from what you see or hear whether it's really true or not, what has been said about that candidate. But all of the ads are turning me off for the most part.
And Mark Barnett, a salesman for a packaging company, says he's still undecided.
Honestly, I have a lot more research to do before I make my decision, so I'm kind of procrastinating here. So,
what do you have to hear?
Honestly, don't know. It just, you know.
What would sway you?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
With the primary coming up Saturday, voters here say they hope two GOP debates this week will help them make up their minds. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Greenville, South Carolina.
One of those debates comes tonight, hosted by Fox News and the Republican Party of South Carolina. On Thursday, the candidates hold a debate co-sponsored by the Southern Republican Leadership Conference and CNN.
Rick Perry, by the way, did not appear to meet the official rules set out by CNN to qualify for that debate on Thursday. He finished too low in Iowa and New Hampshire. He needed at least a fourth place finish. He is also considered too low in the polls, both nationally and in South Carolina, but Perry fights on. And a Perry spokesman says his candidate will participate in that debate on Thursday.